Blog Talk Radio.
To fall out of line or into disorder, to publicly show that you disagree with the group, or to walk to the beat of a different drummer, all define breaking of ranks. Are you tired of the same old college football rankings radio show?
Introducing Breaking the Ranks. Join host Tom Marquez, co-host Rick Riggin, Matt Poling, and Jordan Malley for a breakdown of this week's college football playoff rankings. Call us right now at 917-889-8516. Sort out the college football rankings mess, and we don't offer your regular analysis from a cliched perspective. Of course, just like the balance, this is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. We bring breaking news, commentary, scores, stats, standings, audio, and highlights. We will provide great interviews and sound bites. Now here is your host of tonight's Breaking the Ranks, Tom Marquez.
Well, that would be me, and that would be my cue. All right, that would be me, and that would be my cue. My name's Tom Marquez. You know me as El Presidente, host of The Balance. And we bring this show called Breaking Rank to you every Tuesday night right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, The Balance Radio Network. And we got a big announcement that we're going to be making here in about 7 minutes. So you want to stand by and with me. It also is, you know, the gang's all here. And as you might know, we launched this show last week, and we had a little bit of glitches, but I promise you we've got everything ready to go this weekend. Breaking the Rank is, I tell you what, we do. We sort out college football rankings, and it's a mess, and we're going to talk about it. And nothing like five, if you followed our tweets today, nothing like five grown men arguing about college football. We do have a brand new Twitter handle, which we're going to be giving that out here soon. We don't want to confuse everybody. That's Rick Riggin over there, my co-host, calling us from Evansville, Indiana. Rick, how you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. Good evening, everybody, man. I absolutely love this platform that we do every Tuesday night.
Man, I tell you what, I love any platform going all the way back to the 1970s platform shoes, and I know Jordan probably doesn't remember that, but I know Mo does. Mo, the BS Sports Show. Mo, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
Fantastic. And, you know, the show The Balance is the creator, or the mothership, if you will, of this great show that we call Breaking Rank, and that's exactly what we do. If you're prior military, you know what Breaking Rank is. If not, we'll make it real simple for you. We're just going to kind of go away from the norm. And we when we created The Balance, it's always been about the fans, and so it's good to have an actual college football fans who doesn't have the media training, and they are contributor, the essential Matt Poling. Matt, how you doing, Tom?
Hey, I'm doing good, Tom. How are you doing?
Fantastic, Matt. And that's Matt's new nickname, because we didn't have a nickname for you. And Rick kind of clued me in on the inside joke there. So you are now the essential Matt Poling. And I tell you what's any great big platform without an intern? And we have our own intern, Jordan, the intern. And by the way, if you've not checked out our new logo for this show and so forth, Jordan, and our opening was done by Jordan. And he told me that I said it wrong, and I spelled it wrong, but we're gonna try it anyway. Jordan Malley of WIUX down in Indiana University Student Radio, our own staff intern, college radio guy, nothing better than college radio, that's for sure. Jordan, how you doing, sir?
Good. You know what, Tom? You had it right on The Balance. It's Jordan Malley. I know it's hard to pronounce. Everybody gets it wrong, so don't feel bad. You're not the first. But I'm feeling great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great and fantastic. Okay, everybody knows everybody, and we're going to be getting into this. And I tell you what, it's an exciting time of the year when we could talk about college football. And I was talking with a few of you guys off mic here. This is just kind of like an old-fashioned podcast, if you will. And that's great because that kind of gives us that retro feel where we're just, you know, some guys sitting around at a sports bar talking and arguing about the college football rankings. And you know what? We asked for a playoff system, and we got that. And we're going to talk about that. Are there some changes? I think so. Are there some changes that you like? I think so. I don't know. I do know that we've got the – I've been told – anyway, I don't have it here in front of me, but I have been told that we have the new college football ranking. So we will go through that after we get through the way we had originally anticipated doing that, because ESPN is running their show a little bit later. So in all reality, we probably do have those rankings. So if you do have them up, guys, as we get to you, feel free to go ahead and do that. And as we talked about before the show, we're going to get into – And I think Jordan, see, that's the good thing about Jordan. He's just on it. He has sent me the link, and it does appear that we do have the college football, the new college football rankings. And so, and I'm going to have Jordan go ahead I'll go ahead and get that on over there to Rick. No big deal. But don't spill the beans yet, guys, because we're just going to kind of get into this show. So here's what we're going to talk about. You know, could it be or could it not be? It's kind of how we had planned this show, so we're going to kind of start that off here. We're about 2 minutes from a big announcement, so that's why another reason why we're putting off a little bit of things. It's not that we don't want to talk about it, but we do have a huge announcement. Rick Riggin, my co-host, that one radio guy on the balance. Rick, you know, what we talked a lot about this week is there going to be a shakeup in number one and number two, and probably not in number three. But that number four spot, we really do believe that there's going to be a change there, and I talked with you quite extensively over the last couple of days who I think that might be, and we're gonna find out who that is here in just a minute. But Rick, when we look at Alabama, I don't see any other in any universe as to why Alabama won't be the number one slot.
The only thing that's going to keep them out of number one is just the fact that they lost. Even though I know on defense they look really dominant, like we talked last week, the defense can play pretty much in the NFL maybe against some of those NFL teams. But maybe my thinking of this is kind of a little old school. Like if you're that high ranked, you really are going to have to beat to drop. You know, well, we can go over this a little bit later on. It will not surprise me to see Alabama at number one, but as far as this top four goes, as we'll get into it later on, I don't think we'll see really a change in the top four.
And we'll see, because you're right. You're absolutely right. We are going to get into that conversation, and I think we are going to see a change in the top four. The essential Matt polling contributor for us as a fan, which is the most important slot that you can have on this show. Matt, as a fan, as you look at this number one slot in Alabama, what are your anticipations? Alabama move to number one, or does Clemson stay at number one? And Matt, are you with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. I think Alabama is the best team in the country, but I don't think they'll jump Clemson this week. They'll stay at number two.
And so you think Clemson will stay at number two? Okay, so we'll go ahead and go to you, Mo, of the BS Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio, who's also going to be a permanent contributor here on Breaking Rank. Do you anticipate, and of course we do know what that's going to be, and we'll get into that in just a moment, but do you anticipate a change in the do you anticipate a change in the number one slot?
Yeah, I look for Alabama to be number one tonight. A lot of it's a little bit on schedule, how well the team's playing right now. And let's be honest, you've got the committee doing it and not a computer anymore. So you're looking at – they look at other things. Of how does it play for TV ratings? How does it play for teams that travel? And Alabama is one of those teams that's fortunate enough to get a lot of votes due to what they've done in the past as well. So, yeah, I look for Alabama to be number one tonight and jump Clemson.
Well, real quickly, before we get to our big announcement, Jordan, our intern, our resident intern, if you will, Jordan from WIUX, IU College Radio down in Bloomington, Indiana, Do you anticipate a change without peaking? Do you anticipate a change in the number one slot?
Honestly, no. I don't see a change in the rankings. I mean, Clemson is undefeated still, and even with the committee still ranking now and kind of giving that upgrade to teams that have lost, I just can't see them jumping an undefeated team. To me, that just doesn't make any sense.
Well, guys, we've teased it enough. The strippers went to her second song. You know, jokingly, I said, you know, hey, when you go to a strip club, guys, you know, they don't take everything off on the first song. We are pleased to announce that we are now joined live in our simulcast with Indiana Talks all across the state of Indiana. So glad that we could be a part of them. And, you know, we've been a part with the Balance on Indiana Talks for a while. And they run our encore episode every Saturday night from 10 o'clock to midnight. And we're going to be making some changes there. But, guys, I want to let you know that we are going to be officially a part in this time slot on Indiana Talks. And Indiana Talk listeners that are joining us now, and we are now live on TuneIn all across the United States, the TuneIn app. If you're listening to us, you can find us here on the Indiana Talks slot every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, live, by the way, on Indiana Talks. So we are so glad to be on the Indiana Talks Network. So we are literally simulcasting across the nation, breaking rank. Our second show, we're already across the nation in three different avenues and platforms, if you will. Indiana Talks, Blog Talk Radio, the Balance Radio Network, and as well as TuneIn. Guys, well, drum roll, here it is. Let's get into this. Those ranks have been released. If you've not seen it yet, if you are, well, you know what? We are one step ahead of the ESPN audience, guys. Check it out. And hopefully Michelle's getting that out on social media, because we're actually able to announce it before ESPN. This is fantastic. This gives me goosebumps, guys. But here we go. Number one, Clemson. And number two, Ohio State. Number three, believe it or not, we were all wrong except for the fan, the essential Matt polling. Alabama, number three. And number four, well, we're going to get into in just a moment. But, yes, I was right. There was a change up in the number four. Notre Dame is not the number four slot anymore. We'll get into those as we can. And we will announce who that team to replace the number four Notre Dame. Notre Dame did fall. And I called it. All I can say is I called it. I told you so. We'll get back into that later on in the show. My name's Tom Mark with Sal Presidente. If you want to join the conversation at any time, 917-889-8516 is the digits. Well, let's get into it, Rick. Clemson, number one, holds on to that number one slot. Let's break down Clemson as we go into this week. And you know, we're getting into the nitty-gritty. We could start talking about bowl games. We could start talking about championships, who we think might be the champion in the Big Ten or the SEC or what have you. But most importantly, we can talk about what these playoff rankings mean. You know, if you don't make the top four, you don't make it. You just don't make the cut. Clemson is number one. They maintain the number one slot. I think it surprises everybody on this panel except for the essential Matt Polling. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, first I would say hold off on saying this is the official rankings, because I think this link we all just got is not correct. I mean,
okay.
I'm on the actual College Football Playoff website, like their website, the official site, and this week's rankings has not been released yet. So I would hold off.
Okay, thanks on the disclaimer there. We understand why you as a Notre Dame love and affection will hold it off. And Jimmy, the intern, did leak it to us. So here's what we're going to do. Jimmy, if this does not pan out to be true, we're going to let Rick publicly ridicule you and give you 50 lashes with a wet noodle. Either which way, we're going to talk about what we got in front of us right now. Please note that this can change. I feel like election night coverage. This can change.
Right.
But the projected winner in the number four slot is not Notre Dame. Go ahead, the essential Matt Polling. Okay, Matt, are you with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. I wouldn't agree if they take Notre Dame out of the four spot. I don't know who they would put ahead of them. If it's a Big 12 team, I wouldn't agree with it. If it's Iowa, I wouldn't agree with it. I always said I like the four teams that they had last week. None of them lost. They all looked good. The top four shouldn't change.
All right. Well, it did according to what we're working with now. And one thing that we do know for sure, though, Clemson, if we're going to use what we got in front of us right now, and that's just going to be our model throughout this show unless we're proven wrong during this show. But what we have in front of us right now says Clemson is the number one in the number one slot. Matt, talk with us about Clemson and being in the number one slot.
Well, Tom, I'm not really surprised. They shouldn't have moved. There's no reason why they should have moved out of the number one spot. I know that Alabama proved once again that they're probably the best team in the country, but they still have that one loss looming over them. So they shouldn't have jumped Clemson and Ohio State. Their schedule didn't start until this weekend, so there was no way they were going to jump them either.
Right, absolutely. I agree with you. I think that Ohio State should have stayed at the number three. It turns out they moved up to the number two and Alabama down to the number three. Mo, the BS Sports Show, going on what we have in front of you, and I sent you the same link that I sent everyone else, and I know that Rick probably will be sending it over to Matt. But right now we got Clemson number one. That number four slot is going to change. We're going to get into that. But the Clemson Tigers, 10-0, obviously with their win, I believe, there was against Syracuse last week, 37-27, I believe, was that score. We look at Clemson in the number one slot. They seem to be holding on to it. If Alabama wasn't able to get to number one this week, do you think that they'll ever get to the number one slot in the college football playoff rankings?
Yeah, you know, I do, because if you look at Clemson's schedule for the rest of the year, it's weak. Texas Southern and then Wake Forest, too, is not good as well. And I was just texting with my friend Jason Kirk from SB Nation. He's under the impression as well that Alabama will be number one. You can't be the number one team in the college football playoffs and struggle with Syracuse. You know, Clemson hasn't looked great. You know, a lot more is riding on Clemson being good and being number one than just Clemson. So if they're still number one, okay. But they weren't impressive this week, and it seems like the committee cares a lot more about wins than they do losses. And Alabama's got a lot more impressive wins. But Clemson right now has to be number one, and you know, we'll continue to keep number one until we find out different.
Well, absolutely, and that's what we've got right here in front of us. And thanks to our resident intern, if you will, Jimmy the intern. Jimmy, I really hope that Rick does not publicly lash you with 50 lashes with the wet noodle. But you know, hey, that's why you're an intern, man. You got to take the lashes for everyone else. You got to take one for the team. And, you know, and we're just giving you a hard time, and we do appreciate you giving us that information that we have right now. So we look at Clemson being the number one slot. What say you, Saw?
Yeah, before I touch on Clemson, I actually want you guys to understand that these rankings are actually the ones that they're going to broadcast on the TV show tonight at 9:30 Eastern. The reason why they are not on right now is because there's two huge college basketball games going on that is taking up most of the viewership right now. I mean, they're in prime time. It's number two Kentucky and number five Duke, and then I think later tonight is Kansas and Michigan State, and they're both ranked 13 and 5. So that's where ESPN is trying to focus all of their attention to their viewers on. That's why this college football show is pushed back. Also, because Reese Davis is hosting college football. He hosts the ranking show every week. So, and I want you to also know, Rick, I hate to keep taking shots at you right now, but the college football playoff website hasn't been updated since week 10. We're in week 12 now. So I hate to do that to my guy there, but these rankings are what we are seeing right now in week 12. ESPN would not post these. These are the ones I was looking at week 11 when we did the broadcast last week. So I'm going to go straight to Clemson, number one overall, 10-0. They're rightfully deserved. Undefeated record. I don't care what anybody says. If you win 10 football games without losing, there's something to say about that. Even though I criticized Ohio State for being undefeated and yet not playing anybody halfway decent and getting almost beaten by two terrible teams, Mo said, I see them going number one, Alabama going number one at some point here in the next few weeks. I just can't see them with their strength of schedule and their strength of record to not be number one, especially if one of these teams falls with a loss.
Well, and that also, Rick, is why he's an intern, because you know what? Interns know they better get it right. we're all saying this with love and fun. And, you know, here's the thing. We did make the announcement that Notre Dame isn't the number four. And in all fairness to the rules of the game, it is not official yet. But we are projecting that will be the case. Now, and certainly we will talk about who that is here in just a few moments. And you know, again, I want to make sure that we welcome all of our listeners and fans from the Balance on Indiana Talks. It's so good to be on prime time on Indiana Talks all across the state of Indiana and all across the nation on TuneIn and the Balance Radio Network. We're having a lot of fun with the show. 917-889-8516. We want to hear from you. Give us a call and feel free to chime in and talk with us about, you know, the rankings as we talk about it. So we'll go ahead and we'll go back to you, Rick. Rick, you're okay there, aren't you? You got Kleenexes there. I mean, can we get you anything? Okay, buddy.
Well, I'll agree that Clemson stays number one. I mean, even Notre Dame drops out, that's fine too. But my question is right now, the way this thing that I'm looking at, that's not even nowhere near official yet, How in the world does Ohio State jump Alabama? And I hope some callers are listening and can call in and explain this, because I'm saying WTF to that.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think we can get it a unanimous yes on that. How the hell did Ohio State, the Ohio State University, get to be in the number two slot? So let's go ahead and we'll go back around the other direction, and that's with you, Jimmy. Jimmy, you know what? And I apologize because, you know, we used to have an intern, and then he graduated and went on to bigger and better things, and we called him Jimmy the intern. So we're going to call you Jordan the intern. But so that may slip out once in a while. But we do
love
you. Hey,
Jordan, we'll get my name right one of these shows, right?
We'll get
you
it right. We'll get
you
it right.
Want.
We promise
George,
you, Jordan. Now, Jordan, let's talk about this and let's break this down. I know you have your own show, by the way, and which I neglected as well. That was not with intention. You host and produce a three-man weave on WIUX, IU Radio, student radio down in there. And I tell you what, I'm a product of WIUX, and I spend a lot of time down there. So I'm very familiar with student radio. I love student radio, and there's just something great about it. Whenever I'm in a college town, I try to pick up student radio because there really is a variety in programming, and the students, for the most part, do produce and do their own shows. So, Jordan, you are the producer and host of Three Man Weave down there at WIUX. But when we look at the Ohio State University Buckeyes getting in the number two slot, again, based on the information that we have with us now, in all fairness to Rick wants to make sure that disclaimer gets put in there on every single team, being the information that we have right now. I'm sorry, Rick. I promise you sooner or later it all comes back around, and y'all will have the ability to come at me as well. Jordan,
it's okay. I'll get Jordan's name right even if it gets the rankings wrong. It's fine.
That's right. And in all fairness, when Jordan was doing the opening, he had to do about four takes before he got my name right. Jordan,
right.
The Ohio State University, how the hell did it get number two?
That what you just said is exactly what I just thought about 15 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago when I took a look at this. To say Ohio State is going to be the number two ranking in the playoffs, I mean, we talked about this last week. Their pathetic performance against Northern Illinois, where they were losing at halftime, and if the college football committee, if these guys are looking at the games that these teams have been playing, and that's truly what they're going to put their impact into, I can't see why this team is number two. I mean, Alabama is by far the better team than Ohio State is. I mean, just looking at the opponents that they played, their defense in general – and Ohio State, to me, is just a clown team. I mean, I can't imagine why they're number two. I mean, they almost lost to Indiana. Indiana should have beat them. They ran it down to the last 90 seconds of the game before they lost. But still, looking at their schedule too, they haven't played anybody that's good. I mean, there's some average teams on here, but nobody that stands out to me and says, wow, you beat them. Wow, you crushed them. Not like Alabama has. So to me, my jaw's dropped, and I am confused, just as confused as you guys are.
Well, absolutely, and especially with the committee not even really looking favorably on the Big Ten anyway, and you can talk about strength of schedule within the Big Ten, and here's one of the scenarios to throw your way, if you will. You know, Michigan's got Penn State, coming up, which they could win, in all fairness, and then if they went out and was to beat Ohio State and Michigan beat get the Big Ten championship, which is a very real possibility, we're talking now about Ohio State maybe not even being in the championship game. Mo of the BS Sports Show and also of Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, and it's also just sealed the deal with Fox Sports. And, you know, what an awesome honor that is for you, and I'm sure you're excited to be a part of the Fox Sports family. So we want to thank you for coming in and spending an hour with us every Tuesday and helping us see the light, if you will. But if you look at it, you know, you do this for a living. This is what you do, Mo. When you look at Ohio State going to number two, based on the information that we have right here in front of us, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I mean, saying Ohio State's number two in these are the actual rankings is like saying Ryan Grigson's a good general manager. There's no way possible that I could see this happening at this point. A win over Illinois is nothing impressive, whether you beat them 28-3 or 100-3. Ohio State hasn't done enough this season. The resume is not good enough to be number two. They'll be lucky if they stay at three at this point with teams creeping up like Oklahoma State. I don't see a way that Ohio State, that the committee would put them at two. I think they would play more of a wait and see with their last two games against Michigan State and Michigan. I can't see them having them jump Alabama when their two biggest games of the year are the next 2 weeks. I really see the committee having a wait and see approach with them. So I find it really hard to believe that these are the actual rankings. And if they are, then there's a lot of drinking going on in this committee room.
Thank you, Mo. Well, that's correct.
Well, that's probably the case anyway. I mean, there's probably some drinking going on there anyway, no matter who gets in the top four. You know, in the essential Matt polling, you know, Matt, you really have one of the most important seats on this panel, and that is the seat of a fan. You know, myself and Mo certainly have years of media broadcast training behind us. Jordan is certainly coming up through the ranks on that. Rick has jumped on board as our co-host, and he's kind of learning as well, but he started out as a fan of the week. But you absolutely are just a college football fan that goes to work every day and watches college football as a fan. You see the Ohio State University in the number two slot. Are you scratching your head, or I hope you're balanced beard right now?
Oh, I'm absolutely scratching my head. How in the world they would jump Alabama after Alabama beat a team that was in the rankings top 25 last week, Mississippi State, and Ohio State beat Illinois. And I look at the strength of schedule, strength of record, and if there's going to be an undefeated Big Ten team in the top four, Iowa's better than Ohio State in both of them. But at the same time, I'm not that worried about it, knowing that Ohio State's going to lose to either Michigan or Michigan State.
You know, absolutely, and I have a colleague, and he told me he was going to listen, and I don't know if he's listening or not, but he's a huge Michigan fan, and he talked with me about that very scenario today that, you know, and we didn't know at that point that Ohio State was going to, all day long, I just assumed that's what happens when you assume, I guess. I just assumed that Ohio State would keep that number three slot. You know, here's the thing. There's no way in any universe that Ohio State belongs to be at the number one and Alabama to be at the number three. So we'll see how this Big Ten plays out. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, when you look at Ohio State, though, let's rewind that a little bit and give Ohio State the credit and the props where they are. They're no chumps. They are a national championship team. Hell, they are a national champion. So let's not take too much out of Ohio State. They've been able to win games – and get to where they're at right now. But what is it that makes the biggest difference, Matt, to you as a fan? What makes the biggest difference between the number two and the number three slot?
Well, I would go strictly off of an eyeball test. And I've watched many games that Alabama have played in, and I've watched games where Ohio State's played in. And Ohio State, playing way inferior teams such as Indiana, such as Illinois, they just don't look like the best team in the country or a top four team in the country. And Alabama just looks like a step above anybody they've played other than that one fluke game against Ole Miss, of course, Rick.
What are you calling me out for?
he had to jump on that bandwagon, you know. That's for sure. And guys, we are just one game away from talking about the number four, and that's the carrot on the stick here. I mean, really, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Notre Dame not being there. And in all fairness, I will have the ability here in just a few moments to say I called it exactly, although Notre Dame is down a little bit, is not down as far as I thought they would be. So we will have an opportunity to get to that number four team here in just a minute. And then we'll spend the last half hour really just letting the inmates run the asylum, if you will. And certainly we want to hear from our listeners all across the nation that are listening to us on Indiana Talks. Feel free to give us a call right now, 917-889-8516. Or certainly you can tweet us at @TBalance. And we do have a brand new Twitter handle, if you will, @BreakingRank1, @BreakingRank1. Feel free to tweet there as well. Our producer, social media director, is monitoring that as well. But certainly tweet us @TBalance. Rick, we look at this number three team here. Again, going with the Rick Riggin, that one radio guy, official disclaimer. It's not official until ESPN says that it's official. But when we look at this number three slot, if you will, and here's what my question to you would be, and you know, I'm just going to have the ability here to say I told you so, and you know what, I was all geared up for it, and I didn't have my link up here. Shoot, it's Oklahoma. That's exactly who I called as the number three. So Oklahoma, come on now, guys. They're no chumps either. Let's look at the number three team in how they got there, and maybe the journey. I am so sorry. My bad. I let that number four team out of the bag. See, Rick, everybody can now come after me. Everybody,
you didn't even
go
get
ahead,
that
Rick.
Right, because this ranking has Oklahoma State at number four, so you didn't even get that right.
Rick, you're absolutely freaking right. That is totally, totally, totally my fault. And, guys, I just let the cat out of the bag, so I don't know what my punishment is. After I told everybody, you know, see, that's what happens when you tip the stripper big money. It comes out. Excuse me. So, Rick,
Tom,
Riggin,
I wanted,
okay.
Before you keep going, I want to say one thing. I am taking a look at the playoff picture on ESPN.com, but it appears that they have sorted out the Week 12 playoffs in as far as the AP poll goes. I am doing a little bit more research here, and that's what they are telling me. Actually, are tricking fans to go look at this Week 12, and they have it sorted by AP poll, actually not by the rankings. So, Rick, I'm going to shut my mouth. You are right. This is not the actual ranking.
But
these are just the AP poll interaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, that one radio guy. All right, Rick. All right. It is not official. Okay, guys. But
Notre Dame
still
got the hope.
Since we had a wardrobe malfunction here anyway, I'll go ahead and say it. I said, you know, for the last couple of days, I said that Oklahoma State would be in the number four slot, and then Oklahoma, and then I said Notre Dame would be in the number six slot. That's my prediction. My prediction, though, was going to be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, and then Notre Dame, and followed by Florida, and then Iowa. But that was kind of my prediction. So the cat's out of the bag. We still need to talk about Alabama. Everybody's talking about Alabama. Maybe they'll be number one. Maybe they won't be number one. They're number three right now. They're still going to be in the college football playoffs, and they're still going to contend for a national championship. My money's on Alabama right now to roll the tide, as they would say. Rick, let's talk about Alabama, whether they're not in the number two slot or the number three slot or the number one slot. You got to get past Alabama to get to a national championship, and they're not going to make it easy on anyone.
Yeah, you're right there. It's certainly looking like the road to the national championship is going to go through Alabama one way or another. If they slide in number one this week at 8:30 tonight on ESPN, if they slide into number one tonight, or if they stay number two, I'm fine with both. They definitely make the strongest case to be number one, I believe anyway. And we'll find out later. And Jordan, it's okay. It's fine, bro. It's good.
We'll also point this out. We'll also point this out that Rick is in the other time zone in Indiana, so it's actually 9:30 for everybody else
right.
that lives in the world.
9:30, yeah. I need to. We promote our show on Eastern time. I need to get on the Eastern time slot when promoting the times for everything. So yeah, I'm wrong there. Yeah. 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central.
I would disagree that the Eastern time zone is the real time zone. I'm real with Central.
Right? Yeah. That's how we.
I do think we have a caller here. Who's calling us from 630 area code? Are you there? Go ahead. Oh, okay. Well, I thought we had a caller from 630 area code. Okay, so we'll go. I lost track of
the
order.
My hometown.
I think we're back. Okay, we lost the caller. Okay, that caller has dropped. Okay, so we go back around and we're back to you, Matt. We talk about Alabama. Alabama, whether they be in number one, number two, or number three, as Rick just pointed out, the road to a national championship goes through Alabama. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's completely right. You look at strength of schedule, strength of rank, they're number one in both, and if you watch an Alabama game, it's really hard to say that they are not the best team in the country. I watched them this weekend. I watched them last weekend against everyone's Heisman favorite, and he looked basically like an Indianapolis Colts running back. He couldn't break anything.
And I do think we got our caller back. Are you with us, caller?
Yeah, sorry. We got disconnected earlier.
No problem, man.
You guys.
First of all, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is John from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, John. John from Chicago, go ahead.
I'm a big Michigan fan, but I realistically know that they have two losses and are probably out of it. But I want to hear what you guys have to say about the Big 12 with Oklahoma State, Baylor, and Oklahoma still all having to play each other, and if there's a chance of a two-loss Big 12 champion making it to the Final Four.
Mo of the BS Sports Show of Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana and Fox Sports, you're up next, so I'll go ahead and let you take the first stab at this as far as what we think about the Big 12 and our caller from Chicago, John from Chicago's question.
Well, I mean, the one thing the Big 12 did that was smart this year is they put their best teams all playing each other at the end of the year since they don't have a championship game. I mean, it looks like the outside chance will be Oklahoma State at this point, but, have they done enough to jump Notre Dame yet? You know, both Notre Dame and Oklahoma State played the weaker teams last week. Michigan's shot is to win out, to beat the Ohio State, to win the Big Ten championship against an undefeated Iowa would very well catapult them into playoff contention. We saw it happen with Ohio State last year. It was the shellacking of Wisconsin in that Big Ten championship game, which had them pole vault the Big 12 teams and get in there. So there's no reason, plus with Jim Harbaugh back, and he's been the most polarizing coach all season long in college football, if they win the Big Ten championship and take down Ohio State on the way to it and Iowa, there's no reason the two-loss Michigan team wouldn't be in that playoff.
And I agree with you 100%. And I think that you know, you talk about and make jokes about the neutral state or how goes Michigan can go sway a lot of things. If Michigan is able to win out, you know, against Penn State and Ohio State, that's going to have huge implications and have ripple effects across the entire college football world. Jordan. Our resident intern Jordan, your caller actually also I believe from the region, if you will, up there in John from Chicago. When you hear his question, what are your thoughts, Jordan?
First, I want to say is about Michigan. Him being a Michigan fan, no doubt. I think watching this team play Indiana, I got the chance to watch them right here at Indiana University this weekend, and they look phenomenal. So they were one of my sleeper picks to sneak up there in the next couple weeks. So we'll see about that. But as far as the Big 12 goes, I think we realize that what Baylor is definitely capable of. They're basically frauds to me. I mean, I hate to use that word and to call them that, but. To be a team that should even be considered for the playoffs and then you go out and lose a huge game, to me, I'm sorry, but you guys are frauds. TCU, I'm sorry, but without Trayvon Boykin, you guys got no shot either. These teams that are ahead of them and even a couple behind them, like we talk about Michigan and the ones in front of them, Notre Dame, Iowa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, all these teams are better, Michigan State. All these teams are way better than Baylor and TCU, and I think between all three, four of those teams that have to end up playing each other, they're going to get bounced. If Oklahoma State can stay undefeated or even with one loss, I think they might be able to squeak that four spot. I think it's all going to be relative of Notre Dame and even our Big Ten friends, Iowa.
Well, we appreciate John from Chicago giving us a call. If you guys want to call and talk, we've got about 20 minutes left, 917-889-8516, and we certainly want to make sure that we do get to this number four team and get some time to talk about Notre Dame. And, you know, whether it be accurate or not be accurate, you know, I don't know that Notre Dame has the ability to get to a national championship. And, you know, we looked at what the Vegas puts out percentages and what is the percentage of the actual fact, if you will, that a team could get to a national championship. And, you know, one of the things that they've got Notre Dame now is basically they've got basically a 5-7% chance, if you're to believe Vegas numbers and percentiles. They tell us that Notre Dame only has about a 5-7% chance of even getting to the national championship, let alone winning one. So it does not surprise me at all that there is that Notre Dame is hanging on to that number four slot, if will, as much as they are, if they are. So we'll go ahead and get into that here in just a minute, but we want to get through these top four teams as we know it, and we know them not to be official yet, and that is our disclaimer. But that is the information that we're working with right now, and maybe it is just a ploy from ESPN to go to their other sites. That's great. Great marketing on their part because we're talking about it. Either which way, whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, we are talking about who the best four teams in college football are right now. And certainly Michigan is one of those teams that are a great team. They're not a top four team, but certainly they have the ability to swing a lot of things, especially if they win out in Penn State and Ohio State. Rick Riggin, that one radio guy, my co-host over on The Balance as well, we look at what, you know, as we now has out as our final four slot, and you know who's going to be in the number four slot. We don't know if it's going to be Notre Dame or Oklahoma State. Either which way, Oklahoma State is certainly worthy. And, you know, taking aside the fact that you're a huge Notre Dame fan, Rick, Oklahoma State is worthy of a number four slot. They had a huge win last week. Oklahoma has the ability to be in the number four slot. So whether it's Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, we'll stick with Oklahoma State having that number four slot. You know, what are your thoughts? Oklahoma State, number four right now as we know it, Even if they slip down under Notre Dame in the number five, that number four is going to just be one of those that everybody's fighting for, that last slot. Because I think the other three are pretty much given. So, Rick, when we look at that number four slot, and right now as we know it to be Oklahoma State, or what we're talking about for this particular show and this particular scenario, Oklahoma State in the number four slot.
Well, I would say Notre Dame has a pretty firm foothold on the number four slot, and what Oklahoma State has done, being undefeated, but they've also scheduled FCS teams this year to play. And my opinion about that, if you're a Division I school and you're going to schedule FCS programs, then I know Alabama plays one this weekend. Maybe you should maybe not be considered, because that's a game that the committee probably doesn't even look at. If you're expected to win, if you lose, definitely that's probably going to kill your season for the year. There's really a no-win situation scheduling FCS teams. So the fact that Oklahoma State has done that, Notre Dame has not done that. Notre Dame won by three touchdowns. They didn't do anything to lose the number four spot. Oklahoma State was down by 10 and had to come back against Iowa State. I mean, to me, that is not – they don't make a strong enough case to take over number four. And then also with Oklahoma, what you're saying – Oklahoma beat, I'm going to go Jordan here on this. Baylor is one of the worst defenses in the country, and they're also playing with their backup quarterback, and Oklahoma still only beat them by 10. So, to me, either. Also, there's the Texas factor with Oklahoma. Oklahoma lost to Texas. Notre Dame beat Texas by 35 points. So, none of those two teams have made a strong enough place to knock Notre Dame out at number four slot.
Well, and I agree with you on that to a certain degree. But you can also make the case or make the argument that we've talked about off mic, Rick. Notre Dame doesn't belong to a division. The rest of their sports are ACC, but not in football. So they don't have the ability to win a divisional championship like Minnesota has the ability and the opportunity to win a Big Ten championship. Ohio State has the ability to win a Big Ten championship. So I think that should have in some weight as well. Jordan, when we look at Ohio State as we know it, right now being in the number four slot, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Ohio State being the number four, okay. I'm all right with it. Like I said before, though, and like I said all season, this Ohio State team is just a bunch of clowns to me. I mean, they're fantastic at football, and their strength of schedule is a little bit weak, the weakest out of the top four, definitely. And like I said before earlier in the show, when you're losing to Northern Illinois at halftime to a team that should not even be in your atmosphere, you're the defending national champions with one of the best coaches in college football on your team, and yet you're losing at halftime to Northern Illinois. Like I said before, if this whole entire committee is thinking about these games and each one of them that each of these teams have played, Ohio State, I think they shouldn't be one number one. They shouldn't be number two, maybe number three, and number four is where I think I could see them sitting. And I mean, unfortunately, I don't think, I hate to say this again, Rick, but if Notre Dame's got to win out here, I just can't see them sneaking in it, especially if Iowa wins out. And they're my Cinderella story, and I love Iowa. I love that football team, and I love that story this year.
Well,
Jordan, what I'll say, though, what Tom was saying about Notre Dame's not in the conference, they don't have the conference championship game. Well, neither does the Big 12. So what Notre Dame does to counteract that is strengthen up the schedule with the 12th, schedule strength this year, while, Oklahoma State, they're down about 55, 65 in their strength of schedule this year. So that's what Notre Dame does to counteract that.
Well, and here's the thing, Rick, what I would absolutely point out to you, here's the thing with Oklahoma. I understand that they beat the Demon Deacons by 21, more than which Clemson, Iowa, Oklahoma State combined beat their unranked teams. That is good news. But I think a lot of the games that we saw Saturday could wind up hurting Notre Dame in the push. And one of those is number 12 Oklahoma, you know, over Baylor. So we don't want to exclude the rest of our panel here. So Mo of the BS Sports Show, obviously on Fox Sports and Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana. I mean, how in trouble is Notre Dame? Does Oklahoma, are they a factor at all? Should Notre Dame be worried about Oklahoma at all? I don't know. You tell me. Go ahead.
If I'm Notre Dame, I worry about winning the rest of my games first. But, you know, Oklahoma, as somebody pointed out, you know, lost to Texas. That's their loss, whereas Notre Dame walloped Texas. They also lost only by two. Their loss is to the number one ranked team right now. I mean, the thing with Notre Dame is they didn't do anything to lose the number four spot, and I know they don't have a conference championship game to play in, as somebody pointed out, neither does the Big 12. And what would concern me, if I'm the Big 12, is, you know, I can't believe that all these coaches and voters watch as much college football as they say they do. Just like at the end of the basketball season, I'm assuming that last week or so when these college championship or these conference championships are going on, a lot of these decisions are going to be made. So as long as Notre Dame has done enough to stay at four, I don't think they have to worry about a Big 12 team jumping them. And if Iowa wins out and they wind up defeating Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, I think Ohio State falls out and Iowa's in. The thing with Notre Dame that I think plays in their favor, A, is their strength of schedule. They strengthened their schedule a lot this year. And you look at it last year, the committee loved the story of Cardale Jones, the third-ranked quarterback from Ohio State, stepping in. And Deshaun Kizer has done an amazing job this year stepping in for Malik Zaire. The kids come in and play nothing but great the whole way. And so they've done it with a ton of injuries. I mean, Notre Dame was losing a key player every week for, you know, 5-6 weeks, it seemed like. So I think with the story, and as long as they continue to win the rest of their games, no Big 12 team will jump them. So I like Notre Dame to stay at number four spot.
Well, and you know, and Rick, I know you have a huge, huge love for Notre Dame, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that. Notre Dame is a good team. But, you know, one point to get out of the way, Notre Dame beat Texas 38-3 at home to open the season. That's true. Oklahoma's only loss was that embarrassing loss, 24-17, to the Longhorns at the Cotton Bowl last month. So the committee, I guess, if you're looking at what the committee may do, may take that common opponent under consideration. And if the selection committee could also look at Oklahoma's overall resume as stronger than Notre Dame, unlike Baylor and Oklahoma State, Oklahoma didn't play an FCS team opponent, as you pointed out. And if Oklahoma wins
out... No, Oklahoma State did, not Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, I'm getting my Oklahomans confused. Thank you, Rick. Go ahead.
If you look at it, though, the win against Baylor, how much does that really count? Baylor has the second easiest strength of schedule in the country ahead of like Florida International or Florida Atlantic or something like that. So how much do we really look at that Baylor win as big? Yeah, they were ranked high, but their strength of schedule is horrible, absolutely horrible. Now they go into the toughest part of their schedule without their quarterback. I don't know that we look at the end of the year as that Baylor win is that big of a notch in the cap of either one of those teams.
And I think, and we'll certainly see how it plays out. And obviously, we as we talked about a while ago, the road to the national championship is going to go through Alabama. And you know, you got to figure out how that's going to happen and where that's going to happen. And you know, Notre Dame at its best case scenario finishes the year with two or three wins over ranked opponents at Navy, Stanford, and USC. But let's not forget, if Stanford beats Notre Dame, we have a different scenario, and that could very well happen. Plus wins over Pitt and Temple, there wouldn't be much separating the two resumes is the only point that I'm trying to make. And Matt, we certainly don't want to keep you out of the loop either, the essential Matt polling. You hear the conversation, and certainly we kind of got on this conversation and off the rails a little bit, and thanks to our caller, John from Chicago. Awesome hearing about it and awesome getting this conversation going. But you hear what we've been talking about. As a fan in your seat, what's your input?
I'm not impressed with any of Oklahoma's wins this year. Like they said before, Baylor was playing with a backup quarterback and they only won by 10. They got beat by a down Texas team. And other than that, who did they beat? They beat Tennessee. Look where Tennessee's at now.
That was a comeback win at Tennessee.
Yeah, I cannot see any Big 12 team other than maybe an undefeated Big 12 team jumping Notre Dame, but I don't think there will be an undefeated Big 12 team. I think they're just going to beat each other up like they always do and miss out on the playoffs.
Yeah, man, I think you're definitely right there. Notre Dame's big problem is maybe losing to Stanford. That is a possibility, the Big 12 going undefeated.
The other thing I was going to say is, because we are doing our simulcast with Indiana Talks, they break at the top of the hour and go to news, and we're going to be losing that stream. So we do want to make sure that everybody gets a final wrap-up. And so, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of this week's episode. Obviously, a lot to talk about and a lot that will carry on over into next week and certainly on over to the balance. So make sure you join myself and that one radio guy, Rick Riggin. Rick, we'll start with you. Final comments. We'll give you about 15 seconds to talk about what we know and as we know it, or maybe even what you anticipate to happen, because there are other schools other than Notre Dame, other colleges other than Notre Dame. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I would say from last week's rankings, the top four teams don't move. Maybe Alabama jumps up to number one. I can see that happening. I'm totally okay with that. I mean, they've done enough to prove that. Besides the top four, I see Iowa staying at five, Oklahoma State definitely going to six, and possibly even Oklahoma jump up to seven. You know, these Big 12 teams and Iowa stacking up to the top four in these next 2 weeks here, these last 2 weeks of the season. Really going to be exciting, man. Looking forward to it.
Oh, absolutely going to be exciting. Joining us, we're going back the other way for final comments, the Essential Matt Poling, the fan, the college football fan that's sitting there as a college football fan. What are your final thoughts?
Well, I'm going to give my final thought to my son says Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. All right. I love it.
Landon, good job, buddy.
And you know what? He probably got that right. Mo, the BS Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana and Fox Sports. Final thoughts for us tonight, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rick hit the nail on the head. I think that we see the same four teams. The difference, I think we see Alabama move up to number one, Iowa State in the same place, and I think followed by Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. And the Big 12 has got to figure out a way, other than just having all their good teams play at the end of the year, to stay relevant, figure out a way to add a couple more teams and play that last weekend. I think the lack of a conference championship is going to hurt them.
Well, and we go on and we save the best for last, if you will. Jordan, the intern, who's really helped us out a lot and maybe created a big fire for us and threw us in the ESPN stew pot. But that's okay. We'll be poised for them. And we certainly want to thank all of our fans on Indiana Talks. And remember, guys, we'll be there live again on this time slot on Indiana Talks every single week, bringing it to you. So, guys, it doesn't stop here. We're going to continue this conversation. But go right ahead, Jordan, and final thoughts on this week's show.
Yeah, as far as the number four go here, I'm going to go with Clemson number one, Alabama number two, Ohio State number three, and Oklahoma State at number four. I see Iowa staying at number five and Notre Dame slipping down to number six. That's just a bold prediction I have. I think ESPN and I think the committee in general, college football rankings, they want a Big 12 team in there. So I think they'll stick Oklahoma State in there just for the talks. Also, big prediction, Iowa, Ohio State, Big Ten championship, Iowa wins.
Well, guys, we are getting ready to lose our live stream and our simulcast, and we'll stick around here on the Balance Radio Network for some final conversations for about another 5 minutes or so, and we'll also be on our podcast that will be archived. But we want to make sure that we thank all of our fans on Indiana Talks. Thank you so much for listening to us. We're here every single week. And, again, this is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. Join myself with that one radio radio guy, Rick Riggin, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And, again, they're on Indiana Talks right there on your network from 10 to midnight for the Encore show. And catch us next Tuesday live right here on Indiana Talks. Remember, don't drink and drive. We're out of here. Deuces. And if you guys are going to stick around on the Balance Radio Network, we're going to be talking for about another 5 minutes or so. My name's Tom Marquez, El Presidente, on the Balance Radio Network. And we're still live on the Balance Radio Network on Blood Talk Radio. I want to thank all of our fans over at Indiana Talks and maybe those that have joined us here for the last 5 minute conversation or are catching the last part of the show on our podcast, which you can find on www.thebalanceonline.com. Make sure you follow us on all of our Twitter at TBalance, at Breaking Rink One, at ProIndy, at IndianMay.com. We'll start back with you, Rick. Let's get back into this conversation. We've got about 5 or 6 more minutes that we can actually talk about Notre Dame or anything else that you want to throw in. It seems like maybe we threw you out under the bus today, but that really wasn't the intention. It's just the spot that Notre Dame is hanging on to. And as you say, Notre Dame does have a firm handle on that. And we'll find out. And Rick, we'll make sure, and I have no doubt Rick will put out who the top four teams are when ESPN announces it in about 30 minutes or so. So go ahead, Rick, final thoughts that you would like to talk about, but maybe that we didn't get in on over on Indiana Talks.
Well, you know, my final thought is just how much fun the show is, you know, how different we can all be at times, and it gets a little heated. It makes for like a really fun show. I thank John, the caller from Chicago, calling in. I hope we can provoke some more callers, get some more people to interact with this. And, you know, if Jordan proves there, nobody's perfect. So, hey, you have to call on in and set us straight.
You know what? We can't throw Jordan underneath the bus because I did tell you guys this, that we would publicly let the world know that he did not show up for the sound check on time. So, but he did come through in some other ways. He did a great job on the open. He also did a great job on the logo. Jordan, man, we're just going to kind of randomly throw some things out there, and we look at the other teams that we don't anticipate it changing, whether it be who is going to be in the 1, 2, 3, or 4. That number 4 slot, we look at it could change, but it, you know, depending on which way you look at it, Notre Dame may have a firm hold on it, or maybe Notre Dame doesn't have a big of a hold on it. As you know, at best, it's going to be one of the Oklahoma teams hanging out right there, trying to get into that number 4 team that's on that bubble. Michigan could cause a lot of problems as well. Florida as well. You know, Florida and then Iowa. You know, I don't know that Iowa has what it takes to get elevated into the playoffs. I don't see that happening. I don't see Florida doing that. But we could see some significant changes depending what happens in these conference championship games, i.e. such as the Big Ten. Not necessarily the Big Ten would be that ripple effect, but it could cause a huge ripple effect. And let's not forget that Florida plays in the SEC, and Florida and Alabama play together in that. Well, we don't know, but certainly the anticipation, if I was to guess, guys, it would be Alabama will win the SEC championship, but they're going to have to do that by beating Florida. So there could be some ripple effects in the SEC as well as implications move forward for that number 4 slot. So go right ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to talk about that at all during the first hour, and that's a team that I wanted to bring up, is Florida potentially playing Alabama in that SEC championship. And I think you're spot on when you say a lot of these teams could fall and real quickly within matters of weeks. I mean, you look at Michigan and how well they are playing in the last few weeks, and the teams that they've lost to are all 2 ranked teams and 2 really, really good teams, one being in Utah, and I believe the other one, they have 2 losses right now, but that team could come out and beat Ohio State in that last game. I mean, they've got a lot to prove, especially with Jim Harbaugh, and he wanted people to believe in this team. So watch out for Michigan making ripple effects here. And I think as well as talking about Iowa real quick, that Cinderella story, I keep bringing it up because it is so relevant in NCAA basketball that I feel like it is going to start to trickle and be relevant in football as well, especially with these playoffs. And who knows what happens 5-10 years down the line when they could expand these playoffs to 8 teams, or you never know. It could be even bigger than that. So I think as far as in taking a look at a media side and what fans would like to see, I think if Iowa wins out and pulls off a huge upset against Ohio State, and I say that as an upset because Ohio State is as good as they are and they deserve the rep that they get, but as much as I criticize them. But if Iowa pulls off this win, if they make it to the Big Ten Championship, which it looks like they're going to, them and Ohio State, if they beat Ohio State, they're in, Ohio State's out.
And you know, there's that ripple effect that we're talking about. We move on over here to Mo, the BS Sports Show, Yahoo Sports Radio, and Fox Sports. And Mo, if you allow me for a second to put on my balanced host hat and doing some in show prep, you know, I look at Alabama, and we've been talking about Alabama all week, and certainly what they've been able to do. One of the reasons they've been able to do that is the workload with Derrick Henry, and in that SEC championship, Derrick Henry, in my opinion, a most valuable player, if not across college football and across the nation. Derrick Henry has been the workhorse. When you look at him, you know, we were talking earlier this year, Leonard. I'm sorry, I have a brain fart just for a second, but I think in by all aspects, Derrick Henry has been the guy to look at and definitely as the most valuable player in the SEC. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, with Fournette's second bad game, you know, there was so much talk earlier in the year that he was a runaway Heisman winner and that, you know, he should be allowed to go to the NFL early because he's ready. Well, I think the last 2 weeks have shown us that he's not really that ready. A couple of bad games, I think, has completely dropped him out of the Heisman race. And you're right, Henry has been amazing. But, you know, you talk a lot about SEC championship game of Florida and Alabama. I wouldn't be so worried about that if I'm these other teams than I would be about a Big Ten championship game. If Ohio State beats Michigan State and Michigan and loses in the Big Ten championship in a close game to Iowa, watch the Big Ten sneak 2 teams in there. Why would the committee drop out an Ohio State team with 1 loss in the Big Ten championship to an undefeated team? They've seemed to have a lot of love for the Big Ten this year. And I'm glad for Jordan that they don't drug test at the IU student radio station, because the fact that you think that the committee wants to see a Big 12 team in there, they didn't want to see one there last year either. That's why they had Ohio State jump both of those teams. So I don't think they want to see one again this year either. But watch for the Big Ten to sneak 2 in. If Iowa continues on and wins out against an Ohio State team that wins up to the Big Ten championship, watch the Big Ten sneak 2 teams into that championship.
Well, you know, I have been up there at IU and in the media box and in the media area, I can tell you what, they have the IU police canine dog going through there. So I'm just saying, Jordan, you know, you might want to check yourself before you go in there. And no, I'm just kidding. The essential Matt Poling, obviously, we say that he's essential. We joke about that. But he is essential to this show because he is the fan. Goes to work every day, got a family support, and obviously got a youngin' that knows how to pick college football for sure. And I grew up in Evansville in southern Indiana and God's country, so I can use words like youngins and taters. But Matt Poling, the essential Matt Poling, you've heard us talk about as we've come around full circle here and the SEC. But you also heard us talk about the Big Ten and what the implications that Ohio State, Minnesota, and Iowa have, and that Cinderella story that you heard Jordan talk about with Iowa. And, you know, there again, Ohio State could be out, Iowa could be in. Have we all, in the world that talks about football and sports for a living, have we all fell asleep on the Big Ten this year?
I think the Big Ten's getting better, especially considering they have Jim Harbaugh in the Big Ten now. And the way I see it is, I called it last week, my sleeper team is Michigan State, because I think Michigan State is going to beat Ohio State this week. And then they would be in the Big Ten title game against Iowa. hypothetically, and then there you go. So the Big Ten is better, but the problem with the Big Ten is the same as it's always been. It's the bottom level of the Big Ten is, it's terrible. Purdue, Indiana.
Well, here's the final thoughts, guys, and then we are going to have to call it quits. Certainly, this is all part of our podcast, but we do have to call it quits. And so final words, real quickly, Rick. You know, here's the thing. Oh, and by the way, guys, here's what we should do, Rick. If Notre Dame, we'll make a little friendly wager, Rick. If Notre Dame is not the number four team, you have to go all Jim Harbaugh for a day and wear your khakis with your sweatshirt tucked in and your whistle or something attached to your shirt there and throw your headset out, and you really got to pull a Jim Harbaugh. If Notre Dame is the number four team, I'll pick a day this next week on social media, and I'll do Jim Harbaugh with the khakis and the tucked-in sweatshirt. I think the Big Ten should get used to it because he's probably coming to Indianapolis next week. Next year. I'm just kidding. That's how rumors get started. That's not going to happen. There's no foundation to that. Rick, go right ahead, buddy.
I'm going to agree with Jordan. You know, there's 2 weeks of the regular season left. We've got the conference championship games. If you're a team somewhere within the top 10 or 12, you probably have a decent shot at still getting the top four. I don't know what the difference right now between, you know, maybe the 4 through 7, because there's just a lot of football to be played, and it's just going to be really exciting and interesting to watch these next few weeks.
All right, guys. Everybody gets 15 seconds. And first of all, though, before we do that, Rick, do you accept my wager?
That's pretty harsh. I don't know how to think about that. I'll let you know on social media.
I'll take your wager.
I think it'd be more appropriate because
we have to go full Harbaugh.
We have to go full Harbaugh. I mean, because we know how much Notre Dame fans hate Michigan, so we got to get we got to make a bet where it hurts.
I'll do that.
I'll go Harbaugh. All right. And I'll do that. Accept it. All right. And our producer, Michelle Jones, will get up on social media. What we'll do, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll make it next Tuesday. You have to take a picture, all Jim Harbaugh, and we'll post it up on social media, whether it be me or whether it be Rick. One of us is going to have a picture on social media like Jim Harbaugh. Go ahead, 15 seconds, Jordan.
My 15 seconds I'm going to use, not even to touch on college football, but all I want to say is Greg Hardy should not play another down in the NFL. He's a terrible human being, a terrible representation of the NFL, and I think people like that shouldn't even deserve to be in professional sports.
Well, there you go. Okay, go ahead. I'm Mo of the BS Sports Show, Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, and Fox Sports. Go ahead. 15 seconds, sir.
Well, yeah, like Jordan said, not only will Greg Hardy be a member of the Cowboys, but a year from today, Alton Smith will probably be a Cowboy as well because he's a leader.
And, Matt, go ahead. We'll give you your 15 seconds, if you will, sir.
Knowing Rick, I really would hate to see him in Jim Harbaugh attire because I know he would not be proud.
And you're right. I will not.
My son said it best, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Well, you know, and here's the thing. We do have a lot of fun with this show, and we'll be back next week right here on the Balance Radio Network, and of course Indiana Talks. And you know, here's an important thing that I wanted to leave us with here, guys, is, you know, we have fun on this show, but one of the things that I think that we need to take some time and just, you know, reflect on is what's going on in Paris and across the country. We're seeing Paris go through their 9/11, and we want to make sure that we take some time to honor Paris and to keep our minds and our thoughts and prayers open to Paris and the terrorism around this world. This is not a political talk show at all, but certainly we want to make sure that we honor and we remember those, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and we've got to support our country and our leaders that they're making the right decision for our country as it pertains to terrorism and protecting us. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, we would not be able to get on here and have fun like we do on this show and all in good fun banter back and forth with each other if we did not have the freedom to do that. There are forces out
Amen.
There that are trying to take that away from us. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We'll see you again right here on the Balance Radio Network. Remember, don't drink and drive. It ain't cool. We'll see you. Myself and that one radio guy, Rick Riggin, we'll see you Saturday morning, 9 a.m. on the Balance Radio Network. I'm out of here. Deuces.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.